Romans chapter 8 and the next verses 16 and 17 as we consider those who are being led by the Spirit of God are God's children. And because we are God's children, we no longer need to fear the slavery or the bondage that we once had to the law. Now we see the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit. So the eternal, holy, life-giving Spirit of God, he himself is in us, indwelling us, and he is testifying with our inner man. He's bearing witness or bringing supporting evidence to the room that we are God's children, that we are children of God. Once we were hopelessly lost, once we were in sin following the way and lies of Satan, once we were headed for eternal damnation, once we had God's wrath abiding on us, but now we are forgiven. Now we're receivers of mercy and grace. Now we have favor with God. Now we are God's very own children. As the wonderful song says, once your enemy, now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you. And what is one of the benefits of being God's child? And if children, we are heirs also, receivers of an inheritance. What kind of inheritance? Heirs of God. So we have a heavenly, eternal, priceless inheritance from God, but not just from God. We also have an inheritance of God. As we've seen in Hebrews recently, we can draw near to God because we're in Christ Jesus, he who ripped the veil in two and gave access into the true holies of holies. We're called to draw near to God and to receive him and his gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we are heirs of God, we are fellow heirs with Christ. So this inheritance, which we have yet to come, comes in connection with our unity with and in Christ. We're brothers and sisters of our elder brother, Jesus. But it is conditional, he says, if indeed we suffer with him. Now, it could be said, because, I believe it's such a strong statement here, is this understanding, if we suffer with Christ, we receive the inheritance, but I believe Paul's point is also, every follower of Jesus Christ will undergo suffering. And that is understood as we consider many passages in the New Testament. It just assumes, Scripture assumes, that believers undergo persecution and will be hated by the world because they love Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:3 talks about suffering. Philippians 3:10 through 11. 2 Timothy 1:7 through 9. 1 Peter 4:12 through 13. Philippians 3:8. 2 Timothy 2:3. 1 Peter 2:20. 1 Peter 5:10. And if we had time to read those passages, what we would see is what we see in 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So what we see as a reoccurring theme in these passages is this, that just as Christ needed to die, be buried, in order to be resurrected again, receive the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow and tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So also Christ's followers suffer for the sake of Christ or alongside of Christ, and that this suffering and hardship here on earth then results in being glorified alongside with Christ when we receive our glorified bodies and we see Christ and we are made like him. And may I point out also, we are not being made little gods or like God in that way, or being made gods. No, we are just being glorified in the receiving of the inheritance of our eternal life of the new heavens and the new earth, so that we may also be glorified with him, the text says. And this is the text that I brought the family to, or the church family to. Revelation 4 says in verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and they will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. So as we go through trials and persecution here, and we look forward to the day of redemption and glorification, it's not about us. What we must recognize is that this redemption and glorification is all about giving honor and glory to Christ, so that we would take this glory and it's pouring it back forth, back on to Jesus Christ, to his honor and glory. So in sum, this text is, who are we? God's children. How do we know we're God's children? God's Spirit testifies. And what do we receive? Well, present suffering, but future inheritance and glory in Christ Jesus, our elder brother.